What would be good would be just if you could just give me your name first.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Shaila Kumari Berman. It's my name, Shaila Kumari Berman.
And you're an artist?
I'm an artist, based in London, professional artist, live in London, but I'm from Liverpool.
Yeah.
And my parents are from Punjab in India, northern India, to London.
I think that people can even see your work in the Tate.
Oh yeah, they can't see the Tate. I'm in the Tate collection. I'm in the British Council collection, the V&A collection, the Wellcome Trust collection,
Chelsea,
and the Arts Council collection.
Uh-huh.
I'm in lots of collections.
That's brilliant.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
I should say, I'm showing off, yeah.
No. It's just being honest.
Okay. Great.
See, a bloke wouldn't even think twice. They wouldn't be showing off to a bloke, would it?
Exactly. Now that's a brilliant line you've just said. I am not showing off, it should be more collections.
Yeah. And you're going
gender equality and all that, it's well out of order.
Exactly.
Yeah, it should be about 5 times the price, because men's work is bought 5 times the price and ours is 5 times less.
Yeah.
So that's all. And also with Black and Asian artists, apparently collections all around the world are selling their collections by white male artists. They're selling them so they can start buying more Black and Asian and women artists' works, because the less women's work in collections internationally. So apparently I think it's to do with Me Too and Enough is Enough campaign. It's finally hitting the visual art world, which is, it had to happen, it's gonna happen. I personally would make sure that's happening. And other friends. So there's a line.
Do you want to talk about pavements?
Yeah, so I've got a problem with pavements in London, because everywhere you go in London, all the pavements, they're all wobbly, they're sticking like up, so they should be cemented down. They're really like, and even in posh parts of London, it's not just like Hackney is posh now. I'm not referring to where would you describe the poor part of London? You can't describe the poor part of London, because everything's gentrified. But generally speaking, in London, the pavements are always a bit rubbish, because I have tripped on pavements about 5 times in about the last year. And this time I've tripped on, now my arm's in plaster and I've fractured it. And this is the result of bad pavement. And so I think councils, see, the problem is that the councils are facing cuts, and this is the public funding facing so many cuts. And the corporate world are not really caring, because they don't even walk on the street. That's a good point, because they don't walk on streets, because they've got chauffeurs and drivers. So they probably don't walk from their house to a tube station, because they hardly ever take tube, because they've got drivers. So the probably reason they don't fix these pavements is because the councils haven't got any money left. They're probably struggling to make ends meet. And the government of the world, they probably don't even care. And that could be a reasonable answer.
That's brilliant. Brilliant.
station.
Thank you. It's hard to say what my favourite place in London is, because where I'm from, there is nothing. There is no music scene, no art scene, no anything. There's no culture. I'm from some terrible little town in Cambridgeshire near Norfolk, and there is nothing. I grew up seeing everything on TV and films, and seeing London is this amazing place where all these cultures and people are. So coming here now to be able to live here and have everything on your doorstep is incredible. So if I want to go watch a million films in a million different cinemas, I can. If I want to go watch any gig of any band, any genre, I can. Galleries, I can go to as many galleries as I want, as many cars as I want, to interact with a million people. 8 billion. Because it's population, but to narrow it down to one place would be an impossible feat. Any day that you want, you can go into anything if you want. If you want to spend an entire day looking at galleries, you can do that. You can spend all day looking at one specific gallery or look at 15 different galleries. Gigs as well. Go to as many gigs as you want and see different genres and everything. I think my favourite place in London is just whatever you want to do that day. If you want to do these things, specifically one specific thing, like I was saying, gigs and cinemas, you can just do that all day as much as you want. If you want to try all the most amazing food from different cultures, you can do that. I guess London is my favourite place, at the moment at least, because of the availability to do as much as I want to do anything I want, wherever, as long as it's within Oyster Cards. Thank you.
South Kensington at the time, so we got a 14 bus and came all the way up to the zoo, came in, had a walk around, saw the elephants and all the other animals and had a wonderful day. And then I decided I needed to go to the loo, and I said to my sister, hold my handbag for me, will you please? So she said yes. When I came out, she disappeared and the two school friends. So I was wandering around looking at all the animals, but looking out for them as well. And when it came to closing time, I still hadn't found them. So I thought, well, if I don't stand by the gate, I'm bound to see them coming out. So I went to the gate, stood there until they were ready to lock the gate, and I still hadn't seen them. So there I was, on my own, no money because my sister had her handbag, and I had to get home to South Kensington. And I didn't know the way. But then I thought, well, I got a 14 bus to come here. If I followed the bus route, I'll be able to eventually get home again. So I started walking, and I had to keep checking the bus stops to make sure I was still on the right route. And I eventually got home about 10 o'clock at night. And they had the police out looking for me. And my mother said, well, what happened to you? So I said, well, they walked off with my handbag with my money in it. So I couldn't get a bus. So I thought the only way to get home is to walk. And as I didn't know the way, I had to follow the bus route. I said, but I'm here now. So they then had to go out to the phone box where you had to put four old pennies in it and phone the police and say that I was home again.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah. And why did your sister leave the park?
I never did find out.
Oh.
I think she was probably talking to the other two girls and, you know, just didn't even think about it.
Oh. That's a brilliant story. And I'll just say that we're talking about this because we're in Regent's Park now.
Yes, we are indeed.
At an amazing party.
Yes, lovely. And we're all quite elderly people, but I think most of us are very active.
Yeah.
I'm doing ballet classes.
Yes.
And Amina's doing ballet classes. And some of them I think do yoga as well, and I think it's really great.
Yes,
And you were on Channel 5 TV?
That's right, yeah.
That's wonderful. And you're being interviewed for a documentary? That's fantastic. And you've appeared many times in public?
Dancing, yeah.
That's fantastic.
I was a professional dancer for 4 years in my teens. And then I gave it up when I got married, and I didn't start again until I was 49. And I loved it so much, I'm still doing it now at the age of 83.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Squire Bank and northbound service to Edgware from platform 1.
Please be reminded, owing to Northern Line extension work at Kennington Bank Branch, Northern Line trains will not stop at Kennington. This is until mid-September. If you require the bank branch or services through to Morden, you are advised to change here. We are now ready to depart. Stand clear, please. Mind the doors.
Thank you.
National Rail Service.
Thank you. Thank you. South Bank, which is the place that they were in George. In fact, we're sitting in one of my favourite places now, which is around this area.
The next station the Barbican. Is Oxford Circus. Doors will open on the right-hand side.
I like the combination of the brutalism, which I would normally loathe, but the fact that within it is an oasis of culture. Good price cinema tickets and good seating. Also great music here and theatre. That's about it for me, thank you.
It's hard to say what my favourite place in London is, because where I'm from, there is nothing. There is no music scene, no art scene, no...
It's hard
no
to say what my favourite place in London is,
because it's terrible little town. Where I'm from, there is nothing. There is no Cambridgeian in scene, like art scene,
seeing everything,
no films, no culture. I'm seeing London as this amazing place where all these cultures being. So coming here now, and
to be able to live here and have it all,
it's like London is this amazing place where all
it's hard to say it's my favourite place in London in a million.
So coming here now,
where I'm
to be able to live here and have it all,
it's incredible. Gallery,
so I
have
seen gallery,
no idea,
no art, I've been in cinemas, I can't.
Any day we play as
well. So coming here now,
to narrow down to one to get to
the any day. I think my favourite place in London is just a gallery, where gallery. My favourite place in London is just to sit and
narrow down
where
one of the
places is. Any day, specifically one of the places. So I guess London is where the cinema is. I think my favourite place in London is just where the specifically one It's hard to say what my favourite place in London is. It's hard to say what my favourite place is. It's hard to say what my favourite place in London is.